So what's going on?
Another day doing this this thing here.
The Rona.
So, yes.
or as I think black people are now calling it, railroad.
So my daughter's with me now, and she's asleep. But so yeah, another normal day. But apparently, maybe just a few days, and we'll be back to business here.
That's what 45 is saying.
Yeah. So wow, yeah, it's impressive.
I'm glad he's on top of things.
So, yeah. Shall be interesting.
But you guys have, in your state, you have the stay-at-home thing, right, by the governor?
Correct.
Like at 11:59 p.m. tonight?
Right. Yeah. So, yes.
In like 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Yeah. It looks like so. I better live it up for the next 5 minutes. Yeah. Not real sure what's going to change. This is all very. This just doesn't make any sense to me. I can't understand all of this language around social distancing and stay at home, but nobody's staying at home. You say stay at home except for the essentials, and then there's a whole list of things you can still do. I don't I think I can still go to the hardware store. Grocery, you know, obviously groceries, can go to the park.
I think also you guys may also be able to, get an oil change, you know, auto body shops.
Yeah. Those are all considered. I was at a paint store today and some other customer was asking about it, and the paint people were like, we're considered an essential business, so we'll be open. The worst it may get is that we have to limit how many customers are in the building, which to me makes sense, but you could do that for everything. I just feel like you just took the fun away from people. So you can't get a haircut. You can't go to get a nice dinner, and you can't go get a beer. All the things that are fun, you can't do those things, because this will really help with the virus. But oil change, go for it.
Yes, it's interesting to think about that idea. If everything was kept open, but we just kept everybody 6 feet away, it'll be interesting to see it's like with restaurants, you know, now doing like just to go orders. You know, a restaurant could. Now it may not be good for the bottom line, you know, because you can't have a packed restaurant anymore. You know,
well, it's surely not good for the bottom line now. So,
but that's what I'm wondering. Okay. It's like, I mean, a hardware store being open.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering, like, what are they assuming that it's essential because you can like buy like because you need like wood and like nails and hammers.
So I think so that when I was at the paint store, the argument was construction, like major construction, is continuing. So like this paint store and I guess other similar industries, I would presume the hardware store as well, they feed into construction. So that's why they're considered essential. So, I mean, it's like, you know, well, you can make an argument for a whole bunch of things can be essential. If that's what you're going to do. So I don't feel like any of this is real, which is why I don't agree with what the goon is talking about, but I also can't say that what we think that we're doing is actually seeming to be real. Like we're just in the middle. We're 1 foot in, 1 foot out on everything. So then let's not do anything. How about then? I can totally see the logic in that now, because people are thinking we're not really doing it seriously now, which I would say we're not, but that's because, I mean, when China did it, I think it was like the country shuts down. I didn't get the impression that there was all these, well, except for and except for and except for. I mean, outside of food and medicine, that's it. Like, why are we continuing with construction? Like, why is that? We have to keep building the whatever, the fixing the highway right now. Like, that's essential right now.
Yeah, I actually completely agree. I think if we're going to like shut things down, we really should go the whole way. Like, I think in China, they basically were like, you can't leave your house.
They had cops on the street. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't leave your house.
I don't even think they had food. They were like, sorry, rice it up.
And I think I think the big issue is that in America, we're so used to doing our own thing and like nobody can tell us what to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's kind of how we're at. And I think the whole restaurant thing, where you can order like food to go, that's all that is.
Yeah,
it's just because like the governors and the and 45 don't want to say restaurants have to close, but it's like, well, why not? Like,
well,
I had to close.
Yeah, like, I know.
So it's like
certain bit.
I don't have to. I don't have to. A restaurant is not essential. I don't have to go eat takeout, you know?
They essentially, the mayor of the mayor in my city made the public comment that takeout was essential.
Oh.
Okay. by saying, the argument was some of us, it was making this argument in the context of the grocery stores, saying the grocery stores are going to not be able to keep up with demand because people actually plan their weeks to, they plan their weeks to eat takeout a certain portion of the time. And the grocery, the major grocery chain here, their analytics gives them that data. So they stock their shelves. All of that is based on the fact that people will go grocery shopping for a certain amount, contingent upon the fact that they're going to eat out a certain number of days a week. So that's all part of the calculus. So the mayor was sort of saying, well, we have to maintain this. So if the calculus is people eat out 2 and 3 times a week, then we got to make sure that they can keep that up, because the grocery stores aren't going to be able to keep up with the demand of people eating at home every single day. So
that sounds ridiculous.
I've never like heard someone say that out loud, but I certainly don't eat home every day, but I also don't plan not to. You know, it's, I guess it's what's,
right,
I don't know.
Right.
I think it's also one of those things where the big brother, so to speak, knows more about you than you do. Like, you think that you're eating at home every day, but somebody's got data on you, and you're like, you never eat home every day of the week, ever. And I think some of that we just don't know. But touche, when I go to the grocery store, the last like 2 or 3 days that I've been, there's nothing there. The shelves are, I don't really know how to take this. Like, what happens when you go to the grocery store and there's no food?
And there's no groceries.
Like, I don't...
I know, it's pretty crazy. Yesterday, I went for a hike, and then afterwards, I went to the grocery store to pick up some things that my partner listed in a text message. He said, please, you know, go get these things. So I go to the grocery store. There were, like, no frozen vegetables.
Yeah.
No.
Same.
That's a lie. Not no. There were two bags of frozen
Brussels sprouts.
Kale. Kale. There were two frozen bags of kale. I think there was one bag of Brussels sprouts, which I almost grabbed because I like Brussels sprouts.
Oh, you but do? Okay.
I do. But I intentionally went for broccoli. I wanted to get frozen broccoli. None.
None.
Like, no. So a total of three bags of frozen vegetables. oh, and no eggs. No eggs.
Mm. Oh, man.
All the eggs gone. I wanted to get eggs. Nope, no eggs. So in my mind, before I walked into the store, I knew there wasn't going to be any toilet paper. I don't need toilet paper. I have plenty of toilet paper.
Right.
You know, I presume there probably wouldn't be any sanitizer. That's fine. I don't need sanitizer. But I do need eggs.
Yeah.
No eggs. It's like, eggs are gone.
What do you do?
You know, it's he needs eggs because he likes to make ice cream, and you need eggs to make ice cream.
Right.
So it's like, well, we're not making any more ice cream, or we're going to make ice cream without eggs. I don't know how. I've never made ice cream. I have no idea. So no eggs. So it was just, it was kind of crazy. But, you know, there was a shit ton of meat. There was cheese. Bunch of cheese, bunch of meat. So it's just interesting. It's interesting.
It's interesting to me to see what's left.
Right. plenty of fish. Lots of fish.
I think they've shut down the fish sections because they weren't. It didn't even look like. Like, they haven't even had fish for the last, I don't know how long. Like, Velveeta cheese, fully stocked. It's like, nobody wants Velveeta. So, it was like Velveeta cheese. And then when I went down the potato chip aisle, lots of, tortilla chips. And it's like, okay, I think I figure out how this goes. People only eat this during the Super Bowl. And that's it. No more. I don't need any tortilla chips, and I don't need any Velveeta cheese.
Yeah.
It is fully stuffed.
Since, like, the weekend of the Super Bowl, Velveeta cheese gone.
Gone, yeah.
Tortilla chips gone. Salsa gone.
After that, you can have it. Right. No one else is.
Right. There's plenty of eggs. You get plenty of eggs during the Super Bowl.
I've been simply trying to get. I had to keep going back because these people keep lying, saying, "Oh, they restock at night," and I go 3 days in a row. It's exactly the same. Like nothing's happening here. And so I've just been trying to get rice, and I like to eat this jasmine rice, and I'm like, yeah, I just want some rice. I was able to get frozen broccoli, so cha-ching.
Oh, all right.
It was the last bags. So
Wait, was it
it was. So I got two frozen broccoli and two cauliflower, which is not my typical, but I thought I would venture out and get the white broccoli since that was it. And I'm not a Brussels sprout guy. That was all that was left. And so I was like, okay, I got, I discovered this Instapot in my house that I've had for a while, but I just never used it. And now I'm using it. And I'm like, this thing is great. So what I was saying was I was going to have rice and vegetables, and I can't get rice. I can't get rice. Everywhere even Uncle Ben's. Not even like the fake rice. I just, like, wow. So... There Ooh. Was this one...
No Uncle Ben. One, that's crazy.
There was this one... I don't even know the name of it, but there was one... it seemed to be some, like, new vegan type of rice that was the only thing left. And I'm like, well, look, this is the third day that I've tried to get some rice. This is a real shame. I mean, it's just rice. I can't believe we're not getting any more rice. Like, this is becoming a little bit tragic. And but there's this one brand of rice remaining. And I was like, oh, I guess it's this. It tastes horrible. I was like, I see why it was remaining. But I had no choice. I had to get it. So yeah, I don't, so then the thing I wonder, so I'm thinking, okay, so the grocery store in my neighborhood doesn't have anything. So then my next thought is, so like, is there an app that tells you like, try this grocery store? Like, but I'm thinking like, well, this has to be everywhere. But then you don't know. And then how long are you going to go without the stuff you like to eat? I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You'd take out every day. Hey, I want to do that. I don't have money for that. Not every day. And I don't want to do it every day. Like, I just want to make my own stuff.
Right.
But, like, it's America. I'm supposed to be able to get what I want. Just the American way. Even... We have discovered the hole, even in a crisis. Like, civilization is ending any moment now, but I still want to be able to get my rice.
Like, damn it, I want motherfucking jasmine rice. I don't want
No, and you need to stay open your normal hours so that I can get my rice. but it's not happening. It's clearly not. I drove, like, so today I drove all the way down into the city from my neighborhood to go to the grocery store in the city, because that's where all the gentrified folk live. So I'm thinking, okay, they'll make it nice. The grocery store are going to make it nice for those people. I know I can get my jasmine rice there. Nope. Not there either.
Okay, so what, so no rice. What I've been told, I don't know if this is true or not, but, you know, the major, like, big box stores are the ones that are primarily running out of groceries. So, like, the Target, the Walmart, the, you know, the, you know, but if you go to, like, the local, like, I go to
the local store.
Mexican grocery store. Or the local, like, little Korean Asian grocery store. Then you may be able to find those items. Like, jasmine rice, you might be able to find it inside of, like, one of the Asian. Because people of color are the ones who are not freaking out. It's white people. and white people don't really frequent
go
as often, you know, the local, like, Mexican deli or the local, like, you know. So that's what I've been told. I haven't tried that yet, but.
Well, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. And, you know, and I've been driving past some of those stores, grocery stores like that. You know, there's just one issue with that. Like, I don't even recognize, like, there's a blind spot in my mind for those kind of stores. Because I, you know, you feel like they don't have, because I'm a little bit bougie. So I'm like, I'm not going to no African store, grocery store. I don't eat their food. You know, you think you're so different. And so I just don't see those stores, but I know where, I actually do know where they're at. And I drove past some today. And I think I looked and there's probably a reason for that. That's going to be on the agenda for tomorrow to go, small mom and pop, mommy poppy grocery store chain, and so I find me some jasmine rice, because that's a good idea.
Yeah, someone told me that, and I had never thought about it. Didn't come to my mind at all. So, since, you know, we're allowed in my state to go, you know, outside and hiking and all those things. So yesterday I decided to go for a hike. So I've been trying to just get outside more because now I don't have a job. I went on a local Facebook group, and because I'm new, I'm basically new to the town that I live in. And I asked in the local Facebook group, I was like, well, I want to get outside more. I want to start hiking. What, you know, I want some recommendations. Where should I hike? Where are the locations? You know, like a specific address that I can Waze or Google and find. And so one of the people responded, and he said that you should just download this app. Of course, there's an app for everything. And this app is called All Trails. It's called All Trails. And he's like, you download the All Trails app, it'll show you where a lot of places are. You can go hiking, you know? And so I was like, okay, great. So I downloaded the app the same day, found a place that I wanted to hike. And in my city, there is kind of like, it's, you know, kind of hilly. And so there's kind of 10 or 11 hiking trails in this one central location. So, but I was like, okay, I'll just try this, the very first one that pops up. So I went there like last week by myself, and, I, was not prepared for the amounts of people that also were going to be hiking on this same trail. And
I thought in a previous conversation, I sort of alluded to this notion.
Yeah. Perhaps. And so I was just like, first I was like, God damn, there's so many people here hiking. I'm already in a city where people like to be outdoors anyway. And so, I mean, I was like, there's no social distancing here at all. There are so many.
Are you alerting people? You're like, hey, hold like, on.
I mean, there were cars parked right behind the other. Like, and there, so I will admit that, like, okay, so I was like, I'm going to go on a hike anyway. Now there weren't crowds of people around me. People weren't around me the entire time. But, you know, the hiking trail is kind of a small trail. So if someone is walking, someone's walking the other way, you know, if they're walking past you,
right.
They're going to be within like 2 feet. So if someone's trying to institute the 6 feet of social distancing on a hiking trail, then you really have to like climb up a tree. You have to climb up a tree or like you just have to.
You just gotta slide. You gotta slide by. Yeah, it's the same.
To, like, turn your back towards them so that if they happen to cough in your way, at least they're not coughing in your face. Or, you know, it's like.
Yeah, you gotta look the other look away.
So I was telling my partner that. So the majority of people were, you know, they were some people with you know their friends. Some people were with. Their spouses, some people were with like children. But there was one instance where there's one lady with her husband. So I walked up the trail. It was about a 4.9 mile hike. So I walked 4.9 miles. Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
I walked 4.9 miles and then I had to walk back to my car another 4.9 miles. So when I was walking back to my car.
Are you kidding me? What? How long did that take?
I don't know, a couple hours. Yeah, it was like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So when I was, wait, is that a long time for you to walk?
No, I just didn't. I didn't know that. I guess I wasn't expecting a hike that intense, but I mean. 2.5, it's not like it's that intense. But by yourself, that's a long time.
Yeah, but for me, I mean, you know, with technology, you know, I was listening to music, I was listening to podcasts, you know. Time just kind of flies by. When I was on my way back to the car, there was one lady and her boyfriend or husband that were walking on the trail, walking the opposite way. And this lady, like, definitely went out of her way to make sure she was 6 feet away from me. I mean, I was telling my partner, I was like, if this were a very different scenario, if we didn't have this COVID-19 thing happening, I would think that she is racist. I'm like, damn, bitch. I'm not trying to steal your wallet. Like, why you? It will be the equivalent of someone like, she could have.
Clutching their purse and. Right. Locking the doors.
Like, it would be the equivalent of someone, if you're walking down a normal street, crossing the street on the other side. Like, she could have gone further. She would have. like, not only does she practice the 6 feet of social distancing, I felt like she really wanted, like, 17 feet of social distancing. So I was just telling my partner, I was just like, you know, for my own sanity, I'm actually glad that the social distancing is in place, because it helps my brain to realize that, yes, white people are crazy, but at least now I can rationalize that it's not just racism. They have been mandated by the governor of my state to stay 6 feet away from me. So,
that explains it.
Yeah, now, after all of this bullshit is done, if people continue, that will be a very different story. But for as of right now, I'm like, okay, I will tolerate your racism for the sake, you know.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
So,
for now.
And that wasn't even my main point. So the other thing is that, so I went to this hiking trail, and there were a shit ton of people there. So I was like, okay, no, I'm not going on this particular trail. No, there's just too many people. So yesterday, I was like, okay, well, let me find another trail in a different city. I want to try a different, So the city I went to was a smaller city. It was further away. And it took about 25 minutes to get to this trail. So I drove 25 minutes. I pull up to the trail, and there are a shit ton of people. Again. I'm like, okay. So what I did was, I literally just, I pulled up, and then I turned back around. I just turned back around. I was like, no. So it's like, how many thousands of people are thinking exactly what I'm thinking, which is, I don't...
All of them. All right? The thousands. Like,
I don't want to stay at home. Oh, well, we should go hiking. Well, let's download the hiking app. Okay, great. Oh, let's go hike. It was, I mean, so many people. So I was like, you know what? From now on, I'm done. No. I'm not using this All Trails hiking app anymore. The hiking trail app is failure.
For now.
So what I'm going to try to do is, I didn't delete the app yet. What I decided to do is, whenever I decided to go hiking or walking somewhere, I'm going to use the app and to find the destination. And then on the way to the destination, I'm going to keep my eyes open for any places on the side of the road that, like, are like walking paths where nobody is around. So I'm going to make my own trail where nobody is around me. So that's what that's my goal. So that's my goal.
There it is.
But like, so there's that component. And then the second component is that, now, when I pulled up to the place yesterday, I saw all these people, I saw all these cars. I decided to drive away. Clearly, the like tens of maybe 100 people that were there decided, no.
They did not.
They're like, I don't care who's around me. I'm still going to hike. I need to be outside.
I'm staying.
So I just saw in relation to all this, I just read an article today of which state. It was Florida. It was Florida. Because now people are like, you know, Florida, you want to go to the beach. So now what's happening is that the beaches are starting to be flooded. No. The beaches are still open. The beach, well, in Florida, the beaches are open. Because what's happening is that people don't want to stay inside. So the beaches, which were already pretty full, are now really full. So now people are petitioning to the governor of that state to shut down the beaches.
Right. Which some mayors have done. I think that's what they were saying in Miami. Miami Beach, they shut down. But not like whatever, Destin or, you know, those other Panama City, Savannah. So yeah, I think they're doing the same thing with Georgia, probably the same thing in Florida and Georgia, trying to get the governors to to shut down. Which was the goons' logic for why we need to just go back to normal in a few days, because like, look at all these people on the beaches. They're not listening anyway. Like, you're in charge, by the way. Like,
right.
You could be the one to make them listen. Like, you got some authority here.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, it's funny. Oh, well, it's not funny. Totally it's ridiculous.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm actually gonna. Oh, what were you gonna say?
There was a guy who. To your point about the making the own pass, there was like a guy who ran a marathon on his balcony, just going back and forth for 7 hours or so. Wow. It was a full marathon. I said, that is not like something. That guy's got something wrong mentally. And they're showing the video of him just like going back and forth on his balcony.
Okay, for 7 hours. A little too. yeah. But you know, perfect. You gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
Yeah, I guess his marathons got canceled. So that was his. He was gonna still do them.
Yeah, that's my thing. So yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, it's still free to walk on the street, you know, and you know the state that I live in is, you know, people are driving everywhere. So
well, that's like, what,
the
that's,
street actually is perfect. Nobody's walking on the street.
That was the other thing I was gonna say. We got back from the grocery store, and then I needed to do some more stuff. And I was like, told my daughter, I was like, oh, we'll just walk there. And it was great. It was obviously nobody on the sidewalk. It was perfect. Like, we're just gonna start walking everywhere. We clearly have nowhere to be.
Yeah, I actually think I'm going to start doing that.
We can take all day.
So have you, I mean, you didn't sound like you were interested at all, but have you started watching Glow, the TV show? Sing about the
oh, the I did. I didn't. But I should. I should do that tonight. So maybe tonight will be Glow. It's probably a good night for Glow.
I just think it's I like that. Now I'm in kind of the middle of the third season, and right now there's only been 3 seasons. This season has slowed down a little bit. Like it's not as good as the first 2. You know, it's all about like finding the girls and all that kind of stuff. You know, you're building, you're learning about the characters. So I think it's fun. And it's based in it's based in the '80s. So there's
I remember Glow vividly. Glow used to come on the same time wrestling came on, and so it was, and they had a cartoon.
Oh, did they really?
I didn't know Glow that. Cartoon.
I remember it. Mm-hmm. I never watched it because I'm gay. I want to see like the guys. I was like, I'm not going to watch like women wrestling when clearly they're all these oiled up dudes. wrestling. Yeah. So, yeah.
They used to be they used to kind of like be on the same stations. So, you know, back in the day, when you had the knob channels on the TVs, and it was like
UHF.
It was the what was it, like UHF or
64.
Yeah, like 64. Like when they always had to like
the cool stuff,
past like, stuff. and then sometimes it was like 48. You know, there was these channels. You know, on the right day, you're like, wait a minute, is that wrestling happening? Like, oh, is it? And like, I love wrestling, so anytime I saw wrestling, I'm like, oh yeah. And sometimes it would be women's wrestling. Like, I see the ring, you see everything, you're like, oh my god, wrestling's on again on this 48 channel. And then I'm like, oh, that's women's. Okay. Well, I don't need to watch it, but good to know this 48 has some good stuff on it sometimes. I don't know where they broadcast it from, probably like the Smoky Mountains or something.
It's one of the things I do like about this TV show. It definitely captures that like B movie like shit show kind of.
Yes.
You know, it really captures that the spirit of that. You know. So, yeah, if you watch it, let me know what you think about it.
Well, and then I did. The other thing I watched last night was this. This thing is also like one of the top things on Netflix now. This
Tiger King.
Thing. It's called like I think it's called Tiger King, and it's this docu series about this It's particularly about this one guy, but then when you get into it, it's about you find out there's a lot of others. I never knew this. Like, there are people who have like their own zoos.
Wait, what? Like besides Michael Jackson?
This is like 10 times Michael Jackson. Like, Michael Jackson had like whatever. A half a dozen animals. Like, these people have 200 tigers and like cougars and elephants, and they have their own zoo. And they're called like, they're just like people, they're like man-made zoos or people with personal zoos, but they open it up to the public. Like, they charge money.
How is that legal? Is that legal?
Well, it's I guess it's not anymore, but it was. It was for a long time. And so they're like all over the country. Like, I mean, they're nothing but crazy hillbilly white folks. You know that. But I'm just like impressed because these are like real zoos. And they have admission. People come and visit. And they have all these animals. They put on shows. It's crazy. So anyway, this docuseries is about this one guy, and then there's some like murder and some other stuff going on. But it's got like, you know, it's got all this. It's got murder. It's got sex.
Oh,
gay stuff.
Good to know.
It's great. It's got. You know, people getting their limbs bitten off by tigers. it's pretty fascinating.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah. So.
All right, I'll let you go.
All right.
All right. Well, I'll see you later.
All right.
All right. Bye.